So as I'm hoping that you're all aware, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Have you heard about that sometime early in the service? So we are indeed giving thanks for the Good Shepherd, for all of the good things, all things Good Shepherd-y we like to talk about here. So that's our building, giving thanks for finally nearly completing the repair work on the roof, which we've been waiting for a year. So giving thanks for our building and those repairs. Giving thanks for all the groups which meet here, which many people come to, from soft play to singing and Pilates to, of course, our incredible uniform groups and their leaders. We give thanks for the way we've been able to serve our community through lunches and coffee mornings, through the food bank and bereavement group, which meet in our other church in this parish, St. Peter's. We give thanks for one another, for the people we see here around us in church and who we worship with. And of course, we need to give thanks for our very own shepherd, Bridget Shepherd. Isn't that handy? So we give thanks to her for who she is and all that she does to lead us here in this church. And there's a lot to give thanks for in this community and in this place. Thank you, God, for the gift of the Good Shepherd. But, of course, the Good Shepherd Church is called the Good Shepherd Church for a reason, and that is to point us to the Good Shepherd, the true Good Shepherd. And so, ultimately, we are who we are because of Jesus, because Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and that is actually what this church, what the name of our church is pointing to. So we're going to turn our eyes now for a bit from being thankful for the things around us within this church. And we're going to turn our eyes and think, well, what can we be thankful for the Good Shepherd? Because Jesus gives us this image, this very powerful image of a shepherd for a reason, to tell us a little bit more about him, to help us to understand who he is and what he is all about. So we're going to think of three things that we are really thankful for the Good Shepherd for. And we're going to do it by looking at some amazing gifts. So I've got some gifts here. Anybody any good at opening presents? Anybody any good at opening presents? I've got some good opening present people. Do you want to come and help me open this present? Okay, so let's just rip off the paper. There we go. Let's have a look what's in this box. Ah, what have we got in this box? Well, we've got some sweeties. Thankful for some sweeties. And can you... What does it say?
The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
Beautifully, wonderfully read. Thank you very much. You can take that and sit down. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. So a few weeks ago, we celebrated Holy Week and Easter, the time of year when we remember Jesus' death and his resurrection. You know, when Jesus told his followers that he was the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, he was being more than metaphorical. You know, we hear the phrase sometimes, I don't know if you heard it, I love you so much, I would die for you. I would die for you, that's how much I love you. Well, you know what? The Good Shepherd did lay down his life. Jesus loved us so much that he did die so that we could have life and have it to the full. He died for us and was resurrected. He laid down his life, as the passage said, and he took it back up again because death could not hold him. Thank you, Jesus, that you laid down your life for us. That is one of the good things that we can be thankful for the Good Shepherd. But there's more. There's more. Anybody else good at opening presents? Anybody else so good at opening presents? Yeah, do you wanna come down? Come and help me open this present here. Sorry, I'm making a mess of the church. Is that all right, Bridget? Let's have a look. What's in this one? Rip it up. Fantastic. This is a very neat opening, this one. Okay, and let's open it up and see what's inside. Ah. What's that? More sweeties. Thank you, Jesus, for sweeties. Do you want to read this one out?
The Good Shepherd knows his sheep and his sheep know him.
The Good Shepherd knows his sheep, thank you, and his sheep know him. So another thing that we can be thankful for is that the Good Shepherd knows his sheep and his sheep know him. So things are a bit different in shepherding, I believe, these days. There's a lot of kind of grand-scale farming. And but actually, in Jesus' day, the farmer would have spent most of his time with his flock, and he would genuinely know them. The shepherd was able to call out and the sheep would recognize the voice and they would follow the shepherd. So Jesus says that the good shepherd knows his sheep, not knows of his sheep, not can tell you how many sheep he should have in his flock, but he actually knows them individually. Jesus, our shepherd, knows us by name, knows the hairs on our head and the thoughts in our hearts. And he tells us that he can know him too. We can learn to recognize his voice. We can know him. Not know about him, not know of him, but we can know him. Jesus is relational. So thank you, Jesus, that you know us and you want us to know you too. So I've got one more box, and I think I've got a volunteer here, haven't we? That's the last one here. Different shape box, this one. Should we come over here and so we can open it in front of people? Let's help me open this one. There we go. Oh, brilliant. Get in there, get in there. Let's sit aside. Fantastic. We ready? Ooh. What's in this one?
Ah. The good sheep.
The good shepherd, yeah.
The good shepherd has
other.
Yeah. Sheep.
That.
He.
Yeah. Wants to.
Bring.
In. Fantastic. The good shepherd has other sheep that he wants to bring in. And I'm going to have to return this to my daughter, who was much distressed when I stole it from her last night. Sorry, Olivia. But I knew that the good shepherd had other sheep that he wanted to bring in. So the third box. So the good shepherd, Jesus taught in this parable that there were other sheep. So when he was talking about the sheepfold, he was talking about the Jews, the Jewish nation. But he said, you know what? There are other sheep that I need, that are mine as well. So he was going about not just for the Jews, but actually for the non-Jews, for the Gentiles as well. So he was opening up that invitation to come and be part of God's people wider than that. So the good shepherd goes out to find people. He searches for them and he invites them in. He invites everybody to come and join the flock. We've got that beautiful parable which is told about the shepherd leaving the 99 in order to find the one that went astray and got lost. That example of saying actually he cares so much for people that he goes out to look for them, to include them and invite others in. So thank you, Jesus, that you love everybody and you want everyone to come in. So those are the three gifts that we can give thanks to for the Good Shepherd. We want to give thanks that he laid down his life for us. We want to give thanks that he knows us. He knows the hairs on our heads and the thoughts in our hearts, and he wants us to know him too. And we can give thanks that actually it's not just about the people here or they're in the fold, but actually that there is more. There is a reaching out and there is an invitation. Thank you, Jesus, that you love everyone and want everyone to come in.